Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. My favorite time of the week. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Listen to this show. You forced me to do this show. I've done so many shows on heart disease, on arterial plaque, but admittedly, it is a deep concept. It's a deep topic. I'm going to go at it today. I'm going to say a lot of things. Really, this show should be 2 hours. Listen, get on the website after the show. Look, 1 out of 2 to 1 out of 3 Americans get heart disease. We shouldn't have any heart disease. Or here's the real statement. We should know when heart disease is on the way. No one should get surprised by a bypass surgery. No one should be surprised by a heart attack. And yet everybody is. Nobody ever sees it coming. I mean, even if you're not into your health, most people would do something about an oncoming heart attack or plaque formation to the point where you have some sort of serious deficit. Guess what? You're getting ripped off. I don't like to do sensational shows. I hate that kind of stuff in general. I'm not conspiratorial, but I got to tell you something. The way we manage heart disease, in other words, what we do to determine whether or not you, John Q. Public, is going to have a heart attack. Is there a heart attack on the way? Is there a bypass surgery on the way? And what we do after you get it is horrid. Really, cardiology is doing a bad job. I'm not talking about a bad job of saving your life when you're having a heart attack. There they do a great job. And that's typical, right? When you're on the table, you're screaming for help, it's already too late. Then the heroes come to the rescue and they do an outstanding job and everybody claps and you're happy and so on and so forth. But in the aftermath of a heart attack, your life is not the same. In the aftermath of the Bill Clinton surgery, the quadruple bypass, your life is not the same. And the question is what are we doing to make sure that even if we're going to say, look, I'm not going to change my lifestyle, I'm not going to do anything about this, you ought to be really coached, supervised along the way so that it's no surprise when it happens. That's what you're owed, and that's what you're not getting. The only edge on this is to get educated. So you're going to hear me talk technically today. I'll be as simple as I can, but you just have to understand this stuff. It's not hard. Show 337, arterial plaque, what you need to know. First concept, before you tune out, if you tune out, if you've already decided you're not in this class, guess what? You have the wrong attitude. And why is that? Because this is not about heart disease. This is not about plaque in the heart. This show is about plaque in all your arteries. You're the public. You don't make the connection between grandpa that's senile and grandpa that had the heart attack and the other grandpa that can't get an erection. That's the same problem, plaque. No matter where your plaque is, you're going to have an issue. And if it just so happens that the arteries to the penis get plaqued and all you ever deal with into your 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s is impotence, that's not any different than the plaque up in your brain, although you're going to have a different symptom. And there's a whole field of understanding why you plaque in your brain versus why you plaque in your heart versus why you plaque in your abdominal aorta and so on and so forth. Where you get your plaque is another whole subject. When this show is over today, I want you to have the inside track. I may do a second show. I don't know. You know the public, right? they got to hear something new every 15 seconds. It's the way our computerized binary minds are working today. Short attention spans. Everything's got to be new. But I may do two shows on this, one after the other, so you, my audience, can get a comprehensive understanding of where you're getting ripped off and how to make sure you don't. One, you don't need to get plaque. Two, if you get it, you should know when you're approaching danger zones. And three, if you've got it and you want to reduce it, there are options. There are mechanisms at work in your body, and if you feed those natural mechanisms, the ones that are already there, your plaque will start to go away. The body already comes equipped with mechanisms that melt plaque, but we don't feed those mechanisms, right? So let's just understand this. Here, let me lay this down for you. It's not about you got plaque and oh, how much. It's about if you act a certain way, if you behave a certain way, you know, eat, exercise, so on and so forth, cleanse. We'll get into it later. But if you act a certain way, your body will make sure you don't plaque. If you don't act a certain way, if you do the wrong things, you'll plaque. If you do the right things, you'll remove the plaque. Plaque is dynamic flux. Plaque is not, I got it, oh no. Plaque is, if you go in one direction, you'll plaque up. If you go in the other direction, you'll start to lose the plaque. The body works that way. You don't know that. You're not told that. What you're told is, if you're lucky, you're really plaqued, you're going to have a heart attack, we got to go in and put in a stent. You're so plaqued, we can't put in a stent. We have to go in, suck out all the coronary arteries, throw in veins, and call veins arteries, which isn't true, which is a big problem, but that's the best we can do, and we do the bypass surgery. We saw open your chest, we cut it open, and we ligate the arteries, and we put in veins instead of arteries. We use your saphenous vein and a few other veins, femoral and saphenous veins. We replace your clogged arteries with your veins from your legs, sew you back up, and send you on your way. You are never the same. Okay, a stent. Okay, a stent. What about a stent? Stents are problematic. But we don't see it that way because when you get a stent, you're about to have a massive heart attack. So we all applaud the stent, and in a sense, we should. Right? If you know you're not supposed to drive without brakes, if you know you're not supposed to drive without brakes, but you drive without brakes, and you're about to run a red light, and somebody pushes your car to the side before you hit the intersection, that's a hero. So let's clap for heroes and heroic interventions, and let's overlook the fact that we shouldn't have been driving without brakes. And that's kind of what the heart thing is. By the time you're having so much blockage in an artery, and you're getting chest pain, and you're going to have a heart attack, but you don't, and we put a stent in, well, we're glad. But what about the prequel to that? It's the same thing with the congestive, with the quadruple bypass, the bypass surgeries. Once we cut through your rib cage, you're not the same. But relative to dying, I think it's a good choice, don't you? And you're 75, so you only have a few more years. So what if you can't stand up after that surgery? See, you got to understand, I'm not being tongue-in-cheek. These are the mentalities out there. I got news for you if you're in the geriatric community. All right, if you're over 70, medicine really is not that interested in preserving your future. That is my consistent, relentless observation. Somehow, a nation that looks at aging, wrinkly skin, sagging breasts, sagging buttocks, molds all over your face and back, somehow a nation that looks at aging as something that's atrocious, thus the plastic surgeries, somehow that has seeped its way into medical care. Just look at it that way. And then understand that medicine functions at a financial deficit. We are at a crisis in medicine. The hero, that, you know, you just have to look at the colleges, all right? Back in the 70s and 80s, yeah, you wanted to be a medical doctor. The best and the brightest aren't flocking to medicine today. I kid you not. They are not flocking to medicine because their families who make money are already hip to the fact that medicine ain't what it used to be. So there's all sorts of infiltration into your relationship with the medical community, and I'm not blaming them. Economics, in the end, always reigns. And the economics of medicine are different today, both for how it's paid and in terms of the esteem that doctors once got. They don't stand in the same esteem because medicine's been so corporatized. And somehow the aging process has, and our fear of it, has seeped its way into your relationship with the medical community. It shouldn't be that way, but it is. Case in point, there's a lot of stuff they can do that would allow your 70-year-old body to make it gladly to 95 without heart disease and without senility. But the tests are never run. All right? So understand, you need to listen. And it's not just about your heart. Show 337, arterial plaque, what you need to know. If you can, get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, that's .cc. And let's start taking a look at the pictures if you possibly can. All right. I'm going to try to break up a lot of myths. First of all, the cardiac panel that your doctor runs each year. That cardiac panel must have oxidized cholesterol, oxidized LDL. 95% of cardiology does not run this test. The tests they run are VLDL, LDL, HDL, IDL, apolipoprotein A, apolipoprotein B100, homocysteine. If you're lucky, they run those tests. Other than homocysteine and LDL and HDL, those tests are not particularly relevant. In other words, an advanced cardiac panel now runs a lot of those other tests, the apolipo tests and the VLDL tests. They're really not that relevant. A better way of understanding what the fallacy of your cardiac test is. The cardiac test that's running your cholesterol, your LDL, your homocysteine is doing a bad job. Even if those numbers are good, it's still doing a bad job. And let me explain it to you this way. The way to explain really what the reality of testing needs to be is to understand how plaque forms. That's the key. Now, we all eat fat and we all digest fat, and those fats, saturated fats, butter, eggs, cheese, all break down into different types of what you call essential, different types of fatty acids. And those fatty acids, I have pictures of this on the website. Don't stress the chemistry part of this stuff. But what your fats break down to is carbon and hydrogen, a long chain of it. And there's a lot of energy stored in it, energy that you need to do the things you're supposed to do with your body. So fats are good. You know that. And those fats in the liver get mixed with another type of compound called cholesterol. Are those fats good? Yes. You need them. Some of them you can't even synthesize in your body. They're called essential fatty acids. Linoleic, linolenic. Some of those fats are essential, meaning you got to get them from the outside. But fats break down to essential fatty acids. They end up in the liver. You need them. Cholesterol is made in the liver, and you ingest some of it in food, and you need that. Well, you know what the liver does? I did a show on liver a few weeks ago, right?